From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Closing arguments begin today in the trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards after the defense rested its case yesterday. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports that neither Edwards nor the ex-mistress he's accused of using campaign money to hide were called to testify.
Lawyers for John Edwards decided that 2.5 days of testimony was all they needed. John Edwards, his daughter Kate, and the mistress he once tried to hide, Riel Hunter, did not take the stand. The next step in the legal process is a charge conference at which lawyers from both sides will argue about how the judge should instruct the jury. This is a case of alleged federal campaign finance violations, and law experts say how the jury is instructed to read the law is pivotal. Closing arguments are expected to take place Thursday morning. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Ethnic minorities make up more than half the children born in the United States for the first time ever. That's according to U.S. Census figures from 2011. The data show that non-whites accounted for roughly 2 million or 50.4% of U.S. births in the 12-month period that ended last July. U.S. officials are reporting progress in talks aimed at getting NATO supply routes to Afghanistan reopened for the first time since U.S. troops killed 24 Pakistani soldiers last year. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland is hoping for an agreement before this weekend's NATO summit in Chicago.
If we can get it done by Chicago, that will send a powerful signal of support from Pakistan to Afghanistan and to its larger support for the ISAF mission.
The president of Pakistan has been invited to the NATO summit, which focuses on winding down the war in neighboring Afghanistan. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft is docked with the International Space Station. A NASA astronaut and two cosmonauts will help the three station crew members prepare for the arrival of a private cargo ship. Asian markets closed mostly lower today as investors adjust to the prospect of Greece getting out of the eurozone. Market News International's Steve Beckner reports.
Housing starts and industrial production were up more than expected last month, but Wall Street fears how the re-intensifying European debt crisis might affect the economic outlook. The Federal Reserve is also concerned, as shown by minutes of its April policy meeting, showing more officials prepared to inject further monetary stimulus. After starting higher, stocks gave up their gains on news the European Central Bank had stopped providing liquidity to some Greek banks. At the close, twice as many stocks had fallen as had risen, leaving the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.25%, the S&P 500 closer to 0.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite by 0.2%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News. Crews are defending a small Arizona town against a wildfire that is getting closer. From Phoenix, KJZZ's Mark Moran reports that almost 500 firefighters are battling the flames.
The fire in and of itself is difficult enough, but gusty winds and dry air make the situation even harder to contain. Crews are on the ground and in the air fighting the Gladiator Fire near Crown King, about 60 miles north of Phoenix. Crown King was once a thriving copper town, but even though the mining days are long gone, some of the shaft entrances are still open and hidden by brush, creating yet another danger for fire crews. The homes in Crown King have been evacuated, and most of the town's people are taking up residence in the high school, which has been converted into a makeshift shelter. Forecasters call for weather conditions that could fuel the fire still further. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The FBI suspects that just one person is responsible for sending suspicious envelopes to schools and an aerospace firm in the Dallas area last week. The agency says the envelopes containing a non-hazardous white powder and letters referring to Nazis and Al-Qaeda were mailed from North Texas. Hundreds of similar letters have been sent around the world since late 2008. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $150,000 for information leading to the arrest of the responsible party. Asian shares are mostly higher today as markets adjust to Greece's political instability. Shares are up 1% in Shanghai and up a fraction of a point in Tokyo and Hong Kong. This is NPR News in Washington.